today.
Friday. This is not Saturday yet. Anyway, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So I hear the space station's kind of, well, in bad shape, isn't it? You heard the news?
No.
Well, apparently it's failing. The computer system has crashed, and they've been spending the last couple of days trying to reboot the system. And actually, I haven't really gone into the detail of what...
With the millions of dollars they spend on this floating box in space,
yeah,
you would think that they'd be able to keep it maintained, but apparently not.
No. Mm. Well, and here's the fun part, right? Because it's a Russian computer system, so inevitably it's going to lead to finger-pointing.
Oh, boy.
And so,
and it can't be that easy for Americans to understand.
This story was, by the way, updated 8 minutes ago, so it's pretty fresh. Houston, two Russian cosmonauts began to get crucial computers up and running on Friday, 4 days after they crashed at the International Space Station and curbed the outpost's ability to orient itself and produce oxygen. The progress came day after days of frustrating effort and, for the time being, removed a set of troubling options lying ahead for NASA and the Russian Space Agency if the computers continued to fail. They say they're up and operational, and this is good news for all, spokes bureaucrat in Houston said. Meanwhile, U.S. spacewalkers resolved another concern by stapling down a bent-back corner of the shuttle Atlantis's thermal protection blanket, a gap that NASA feared would cause problems during the shuttle's atmospheric re-entry next week. After a couple of all-night debugging sessions, space station cosmonauts Fedor Yurchikhin and Oleg Kotov bypassed a power switch with a cable to get 2 out of 3 computer connections running. They plan to watch the computers for the next several hours to make sure they were functioning properly. I wonder how old these computers are. How long has that thing been up there anyway? That
it seems like it's been a long time.
Had the machines continued to malfunction, and there's still a possibility they might fail again. I mean, I don't know if they know what it was that created the failure in the first place. It appears they managed to bypass something in the whole setup. The 3-member space station crew could still have remained on board, but other steps would have had to have been taken to maintain power and oxygen supplies. Russia had already begun to move up plans for a cargo ship to deliver supplies, including new computers, next month. I guess if you've got the ability to deliver another computer, then it's not so much a big deal. But would it have made sense to have a backup system? But I mean, maybe these computers are really, really expensive, but I mean, if you're talking about a critical sort of a system, this system that they're talking about would have prevented them from continuing to adjust the positioning of the space station. So if they weren't able to fire their little adjuster rockets, then they would have ended up coming down a little bit sooner than they'd expected to.
Well,
coming down to Earth.
We have a backup system here in the studio. I mean, you would think the backup system... I'm sure they must have thought of that. It must have failed, too.
I don't know. You'd think they would have mentioned something about it. Well, anyway, ominous questions were raised about the possibility of eventually needing to bail out of the space station, an option that was ruled out, at least for now, by a top NASA official, which, of course, you know, again, that would be just millions of dollars down the hole. Maintaining the correct position, maybe billions, I don't know how much they've spent. Correct position in orbit is key for the space station. It must point its solar arrays at the sun for power and be able to shift orientation to avoid occasional large debris that comes flying through space. The computer crash came as astronauts from the space shuttle Atlantis were resuming work on a long-running construction of the station. Atlantis's 7 astronauts arrived last weekend, marking NASA's first visit to the space station this year. During the computer failure, the shuttle's thrusters helped control the station's position, and some of Atlantis's lights, computers, and cameras were turned off to save energy in case the shuttle had to spend an extra day docked to the station to allow more time to figure out the problem. So what a mess! What a mess. NASA official said the crew was never in danger of running out of oxygen, power, or essentials. However, the failed computers were the latest technical glitch. Here we go. For the half-built $100 billion outpost. Wasn't millions. Billions. In the past years, a Russian oxygen machine and gyroscopes, which also controlled orientation, have failed. Critics have called the space station a boondoggle, an ill-conceived post-Cold War venture between the superpowers, which at the moment is producing little science as it undergoes construction. And this is something that we've really sort of seen throughout the space program, is that NASA is pretty darn good at spending billions of taxpayer dollars on, well, a variety of boondoggles, some of them more boondoggle-ish than others, like that, remember that Mars rover that went up to Mars and just died? You know, they spent billions and billions of dollars on that.
Mars junk.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's been variety, and then, of course, there's the astronauts that have died in fiery explosions. So they've wasted billions of taxpayer dollars and a handful of lives as well. All for what? All for the advancement of science? Well, they aren't really doing science. There hasn't really been any sort of tangible scientific discovery that's ever come out of the space program.
Right.
Tell me Velcro.
If NASA had its heyday back when they were shooting men to the moon in the 60s, that day's over. You know, NASA may be somebody's favorite. I'm sure there's somebody listening who NASA is their favorite.
I've seen bumper stickers.
Government program.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you've never seen NASA bumper stickers?
I don't know. I've seen Star Trek bumper stickers.
I'm sure. That, yeah, I know that NASA does. They have the old NASA symbol, which and then they have the new NASA symbol, and now the old NASA symbol is the new NASA symbol.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's their favorite government program. But you know, NASA was only good when it was competing to get to the moon, and it was competing against another nation, and
right.
That's when they really had the blade was sharpened.
Even then, it wasn't so sharp.
Well, it was a government program. They weren't.
Right.
They weren't. No one was allowed to compete with them from the private sector. And you've seen that the private sector's slowly going into space.
When I was in elementary school, government school, of course, I remember them really beefing up NASA and the space program and outer space and all this that sort of thing.
Right.
And now I don't ever hear anything about it.
Well. I mean, what is there to say?
Yeah, exactly.
What is there to say? I mean, you can make news when maybe a little bit of news when you launch a shuttle, but that's not really so exciting anymore. And again, they're not actually doing anything. There's no real scientific advancement, no products that have been generated. There's no tangible result. They put a bunch of money in, but it wasn't an investment. It was just throwing money down a rat hole.
Now,
they may be doing science for the sake of science up there, but I haven't noticed any. I haven't heard of anything about NASA experiments bringing us anything. You know, you hear Tempur-Pedic, but I'm sure that was created by some company that made it for NASA.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Is money still going to NASA?
Well, yeah, it's a bureaucracy. It's huge.
I just didn't really think that NASA was still around.
You should maybe pull it up. Maybe if you go to NASA in Wikipedia, it'll have the budget or something like that. There's a huge amount of money going to NASA. I mean, President Bush wants them to go to the moon again.
Why?
Well, they're out of ideas. I mean, they don't. Okay, well, we did it in the 60s. We can do it again.
Well, China's intending to go to the moon now.
Maybe they'll think that they'll excite a different generation because the 60s generation is older. So now all these new kids can experience the moon again. Yay!
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. So again, more failures on the space station. The days-long computer problems fueled skepticism toward the Bush administration's vision for space exploration, which calls for finishing the space station in 3 years, grounding the space shuttles. And by the way, I don't have the Harry Brown book in front of me, but in his book, The Great Libertarian Offer, he goes through some interesting statistics about NASA's original goals for the space shuttle program and what they've achieved. And they don't even come close, not even a slight fraction of the original goals that they had have they achieved. I believe the space station was supposed to be done a long time ago.
I'm all for space exploration. I'm just not for it being a government program, because what is going to ruin it more than it being a government program?
According to the Wikipedia entry, its funding for 2007 is $16.8 billion.
It's quite a bit. I mean, that's right around the war on drugs. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on NASA. Should it be eliminated? I say yes. Let's get NASA the hell out of the way, return the tax dollars to the people, let them keep their money, and then if they want to support space exploration, they should be able to do it on a voluntary, private basis. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including archives. Entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, just go and grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th. Through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I expect that we're going to be seeing quite a few of our listeners there, Mark. I've already had the emails rolling in. The last line is usually, see you at Porkfest.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm expecting to see a lot of Free Talk Live.
It's always fun
there.
To meet the listeners.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to be doing our live show
think
Saturday
we're
night.
It's a hilarious crap.
I thought you were famous too before I met you.
Yeah.
So there you go. Porkfest.com. 800-259-9231. NASA failure. Should it go away? Let's go to the phones and talk to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Puke. Hey, Puke. We're not famous, are we?
No, probably not.
No.
not when compared to idiots like Paris Hilton.
There you go.
considering you hung out in the park with us for a couple of hours on Saturday, not famous.
Maybe someday. Keep in there, guys.
I'm working at it.
But talking about NASA reminded me of an article that I read in the June issue of Wired magazine. I'm talking about the private space race that's going on right now. They had a great article about, I believe it was the guy that started eBay or somebody. I forget his name. Anyway, they're talking about how he was trying to make a new propulsion rocket that would just, you know, blow NASA's space shuttle out of the water.
Well, I think it's Jeff Bezos, one of the founders of Amazon, is a space guy. I know that much. Maybe that was him.
Maybe. His name is Elon Musk.
Okay.
And, but anyway, that's not what I was calling about him anyway. Also, they had an article about how NASA was screwing up. And apparently NASA's list of priorities are to conduct research in environmental research, Earth, Sun, Venus, yeah, locate asteroids and comets that might strike Earth, increase humanity's store of knowledge by studying the universe, and figure out a way to replace today's chemical rockets with something better. And in the article, it states how what they're actually doing right now is maintaining a pointless space station, building a pointless Motel 6 on the moon, which will come, you know, in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Increase humanity's store of knowledge by studying the universe, which they kind of get that one right, and keeping money flowing to favored aerospace contractors and congressional.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's that.
Well,
too.
Well, the increasing humanity's store of knowledge is kind of vague. And it's certainly not the
Google does a better job of that.
it's not the clear cut goals they had set out for themselves. Oh, in the beginning,
right?
Yeah, like
they've learned from their mistakes, which is let's make vaguer,
numbers,
and more achievable goals.
And when NASA went to the moon in the '60s, you know, there was like a huge amount of the national budget went into that, much larger than what they're going to use. You know, what they're getting now. And it's just ridiculous to think that Bush wants to go back to the moon now for I don't know why, maybe to collect some more rocks.
Oh, it's for old times' sake.
Well, China's,
it's not their money.
China's supposed to be going to the moon, and supposedly they have the goal of mining it.
Nice.
It was just going to be interesting as hell watching the Chinese government shoot themselves to the moon to mine it.
What's the premium on that steel going to be when it gets shipped back to the
Earth? I got no idea, man.
To the Earth. And, you know, the best NASA project that they've ever had was two little golf cart sized robots that they sent to Mars. You know, why can't we do, if they're going to do anything, do more of that? You know,
well, and therein lies the rub, right? Because you can sit there as a, you know, a space fan, and there are a variety of them in America, and you can sit there and say, you know, NASA really should be doing this and this and this. But NASA isn't going to do those things. NASA's going to do what it wants to do, and it's going to do what you said it's doing, that is just, you know, maintaining the silly little space station, et cetera. If you really want to support the things that you want to support, then do it on a private basis, which thankfully now people are able to do as NASA has finally opened up the ability for privateers to go into space. For a long time, that wasn't even an option. This is a fairly new development.
You know, when they actually have to make a profit or a bottom line, you know, these private companies are going to figure out a way to do it intelligently without making giant human fireworks.
Yes.
No.
And without making just a, you know, just something to do for aerospace engineers. It's just, that's what this is. It's sort of a project. Here you guys go have fun.
Geek busy work.
Right. And you know, all of these scientists that are working for NASA right now could put their minds to use in such better ways.
Right. It's a shame that we take some of the greatest minds of our generation and turn them into bureaucrats.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine how much paperwork they probably have to do just to get, you know, a research project done or started or thought about.
Yep.
You know, that they could have done in the time that it takes them just to get paperwork done.
Yeah, let alone whether or not they even get it approved. Puke, great call. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. Private space exploration is the way of the future. Because when a private organization with private investors fails, when their rocket blows up or they, you know, they their design just doesn't work out, you and I don't lose. And whereas when NASA bombs out, as it does, well, I mean, it just can't help itself. It's a bureaucracy. It has to fail. When NASA fails, we all lose. We all suffer because we're all being targeted for taxation to support this bureaucracy that's not really doing us any good.
And you can't even compare what NASA does to the private companies because NASA's funded by force. It's funded by tax money. I have to pay for NASA whether I think it's a good idea or not.
Right. Whereas if there are competing space exploration companies and these sort of space entrepreneurs out there, most of them are funding their projects on their own. I've never received a letter from them asking for money, but I'm sure they'll accept contributions if you want to give it to them. Find a space company that's doing what you find exciting. There are a variety of them, and then get in touch with them and send them a little bit of money. Become an investor if you possibly can. There are plenty of space geeks in America. Look at all the Star Wars and Star Trek fans out there. I mean, man, these guys are buying dolls with their money. You know, they're buying little suits to wear and costumes. And they would put some of that money into actual space exploration were they given the opportunity to. And speaking of private companies that are doing space things, European firm EADS from BusinessWeek.com, Spiegel Online, EADS Astrium has unveiled plans in Paris for a new spacecraft that would take passengers into space and experience 3 minutes of weightlessness for a hefty fare of 150,000 euros.
And I wouldn't doubt for a second that people are lining up to do it.
That seems affordable.
Well, I don't think it sounds affordable.
For an entry-level thing? I mean, remember, it was only like 6 years ago when they were selling a space trip to Justin Timberlake for $20 million. You know those millionaires that were going up into space?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was only a handful of years ago. Now it's $200,000 for a three-minute trip? Well, and again, this is the very beginning. This is the cusp of space travel.
Right.
These are the early adopters.
Right.
It's going to get cheaper.
These are the things that they're selling. You know, they were selling for a while. They were, I think NASA was going to shoot off a little container of your urn with your name written on it or something like that. But these ideas are the kind of things that people want from space, and they're the kind of things that will sell the way that we will get space exploration.
I don't really want space trash floating out there with my name on it, but putting me into space, that's kind of an exciting idea if it can be done safely and affordably, and that's exactly what these privateers are going to do.
You might leave the house for that.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Do you know that you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo, including Christina. She's our newest Shriner. First one in a couple months, actually. It kind of slows down, speeds up, and slows down again. But nonetheless, there are still a lot of ladies who have sent us their validated photos, and they're there at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Talking about the concept of private space travel, it is becoming a reality. There is a European firm called EADS Astrium that is looking at taking travelers into space for 3 minutes of weightlessness. For a hefty fare of 150,000 euros, about 200,000 U.S. dollars. First flight is planned for 2012. And Spiegel Online asks, well, is there really a market for space tourism? Russia is already serving it. Richard Branson plans to follow suit. And now Europe wants to be part of the next big thing in luxury travel. So then it just goes on to outline the program and how it's going to work. But right now, they're still charging $20 million, the Russians, that is, for a flight on the Russian Soyuz capsule to the International Space Station. So this is much more affordable than that. This is a fraction of that price. And it's only going to get cheaper as more players enter the game. I mean, this is how the marketplace works.
Mm-hmm.
The innovators come up with the original concepts.
Right,
and then
they charge a premium.
They charge a huge amount for the early adopters, the space fanatics that are really rich and they've got the money to pay for it. They're going to be, as you say, lining up in droves for this. And, in fact, the EADS Astrium president is estimating the market for space tourism could grow to as many as 15,000 passengers by the year 2020. He might be underestimating that. In fact, I think it may grow a little bit faster than he thinks.
It really just depends on the costs. I mean, I don't know what kind of craft gets you up to where you can go be weightless for
good
3 minutes.
Question. The prototype.
Hold on, wait. 3 minutes, but that it's got to be able to take people up on a pretty regular basis. And at some point, I'm not willing to pay $120,000 for a ticket to be weightless mm-hmm. for 3 minutes, but. You know, if I had the money, maybe you could convince
me. About 1,000?
Yeah, you certainly, 1,000, I'm in the game. 10,000, if I've got enough money, I'm certainly in the game, you know.
Right, if 10,000 is a drop in the bucket, then of course, but, you mm-hmm. know.
It's, you know, it'll be after I buy my Ferrari.
EADS prototype envisions a spacecraft about the size of a private jet. It'd be launched from a conventional airport and first fire up its rockets at an altitude of about 12 kilometers. According to the company, the spacecraft would then throttle passengers at Mach 3 to a height of 60 kilometers in just 80 seconds, then cut off the rockets and glide to the 100-kilometer mark. Passengers would then be able to hover weightlessly for 3 minutes and witness the most spectacular view of the Earth imaginable as the pilot steers the ship using small rocket thrusters, according to a company statement. So they're doing basically the same thing they did for the Apollo 13 movie, where they had this set built in a private aircraft that they would shoot all the way up into the air and then just fall.
I see.
They just fall, and so you're falling for 3 minutes, basically.
But it has the appearance and feeling of weightlessness.
Yeah. Well, you are weightless because you're falling.
But you don't have the wind whipping by.
Exactly.
Right.
A new space race. The project
seems like you could get close enough with jumping out of a plane. What do they call that? Skydiving.
Yeah, not the same though, because then you get the wind, and you're not really. Then it feels like falling, whereas this won't feel like falling. EADS is going to be challenging an American firm called the Spaceship Company, which is currently working on the successor to its legendary Spaceship One, the first privately financed spacecraft to reach suborbital altitudes. It did it twice back in 2004 and made huge news. Spaceship One is an experimental aircraft with a rocket engine that can't be launched on its own. The company is now building Spaceship Two, which will also need a piggyback ride to its launching altitude on a carrier plane. The spacecraft will be used by the British entrepreneur.
It sounds remarkably a heck of a lot cheaper than taking a rocket and shooting it off from the planet's surface.
You More know, economical, yeah.
Yeah, just you know, flying an airplane up to where the spaceship can take off. Makes a lot more sense. I believe that's what they did with Enterprise, if I'm not mistaken.
Enterprise?
Enterprise was the original space shuttle.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
The spacecraft will be used by...
I'm not saying that that's how they launched it, but I think that's how they did it. I've certainly seen pictures of the space shuttle piggybacked on a Boeing 747. I don't remember really what else.
So there are at least two players in this game already. There's the European firm EADS Astrium, and then Richard Branson's new firm Virgin Galactic will be using the spacecraft, which has started offering reservations on its website for about the same price point, 150,000 euros or 200,000 U.S. dollars. At the moment, however, Russia's space agency holds a monopoly on space travel. It offers trips to the International Space Station on its Soyuz rockets, and the last civilian to book it was a software engineer who paid an estimated 19 million euros for the privilege of hanging out with the crew of the International Space Station. So keep your eyes on this story. It's only going to get more interesting. It's only going to get more exciting. It's only going to get more innovative and more affordable because finally the market is open for space travel.
I can hear you're excited
travel.
About it, you know?
I'm not even really a space geek, but, I mean, it's just cool. I mean, because who, as a kid, didn't want to be an astronaut, right? I mean, that's one of those things that every kid said, I want to be an astronaut. You don't really end up being an astronaut, but, and who the hell would want to be an astronaut? Because then you have to be a bureaucrat. But now you really can. You can go and have that taste of space for just a few $100,000.
There's lots of careers that people really want to do. Police, firefighter, astronaut. There's all kinds of careers that have been built up. And they're government careers, and that's the only way you can do such a thing. I mean, compare being a police officer to being a security guard,
mm-hmm.
the private...
when I grew up, I
funny?
Would be a security guard.
Well, I'm just...
it's just not what people say. Kids don't have that attitude. It's
right.
just funny.
You if you're a bodyguard for a, you know, upper echelon Hollywood star, that might be a little more exciting.
I would think so.
And that's a security guard
mm-hmm.
position. So there are different levels of security guards. Sort of like how disc jockey is the lowest level of entertainer out there, and then talk show host is the next step up.
I'm picturing the security guards that I see at gated communities. That's why I'm laughing. They always look, I guess I was always going into gated communities at like late at night, so they were just tired and sort of sitting there reading a book.
There's a good chance they were at home.
Go on.
Yeah.
So yes, things are going to get more innovative. It's going to get more affordable, and that's the way the market is going to work. We might just see space tourism for real beyond just 3 minutes. Who knows how long it's going to be before there's like a space hotel instead of this crappy space station that they can fit 3 people into at the cost of billions of dollars. It was over $100 billion is what this insane thing has cost us.
I just wonder what the market could build for the same amount of money.
Oh my gosh. That's mind-boggling.
It is.
But there really could be some sort of an orbiting space hotel up there that you could go up, spend a weekend at for a few $1,000s. I mean, who wouldn't be lining up for something like that? You think Bermuda's big? You think the Bahamas are huge?
They could build it out of all the space junk NASA's left up there.
Although you can't wear a bikini in space. Or I guess maybe you could. I don't know.
I
think that people who like to go to the Bahamas are probably a little different.
And what about all the other innovation that could occur? Because we're just talking about, you know, we're just talking about the travel aspect of it. What about the actual technical aspects? You know, the space suit. How much has that changed over the years? Because the spaceship itself hasn't changed very much. This big, bulky thing that they have, this special tank. Have you seen the tank that they roll this thing out on?
Oh, this the largest vehicle in the world.
Yeah.
It moves at 1 mile an hour.
It's that, yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's huge. It's so heavy and so bulky, and it's so ancient in its conceptualization. But NASA doesn't have an incentive to create a new spaceship. Well, this one's working. Sure, they blow up every few. Sure, we lose a handful of people every few years, but it's doing the job. There's no
adds to the astronaut mystique.
There's no reason for them to come up with a new, faster, sleeker version of it. But look at what Richard Branson and the other guys are doing for a fraction of the cost, for a fraction of the cost that they put in the gasoline in the NASA space shuttle. They're doing successful launches.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would see, obviously, the actual shuttle technology would get better. It would be cheaper. It would be just faster and probably easier to fix and probably wouldn't break as often as the NASA stuff. And then also, what about the spacesuits? The ones that they have are pretty bulky looking. You know?
That's what I was thinking when you said vacations in space.
They need to get down to those shiny Mylar deals that they'd have
exactly.
In all the 70s space
they could do
TV
that.
Shows.
It's possible, yeah. Right? More on the way. You can take control.
I would look good in a shiny Mylar space.
Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and purchase some Free Talk Live-related merchandise. We have got the hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. We have sold, I think, 65 of them at this point. We're only going to sell 100 of them. So this is a limited edition. If you want to get your hands on this, get your order in as soon as possible at store.freetalklive.com. It's 2 gigabytes. It's an MP3 player, a flash drive. It's a voice recorder and an FM tuner all rolled into one for less than $60. You can't beat it. Lots of Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, the Free Marketeer shirt, which actually doesn't have our brand on, and it's just kind of cool. Also, we've got the Free Talk Live beanie cap, the brand new Free Talk Live hoodies in zippered style and pullover style, Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, and those are just our new items. You can still order all our older ones as well.
I've got my zippered hoodie on the way. I'm going to get it just in time for summer.
Yeah, rumor has it that some of the products may be available at Porkfest. So if you're coming up to see us at Porkfest, Johnson, our store manager, may be in attendance, and he may have your products. We can't make promises because it all depends on when the companies crank them out. Anyway, store.freetalklive.com. Get some shopping done. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It is Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric. Eric in Michigan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got an anecdote for you, and I'd like to talk about the oil industry.
Sure.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Stalin purges, the Stalin's Great Purges during the 30s, I think.
Do tell. What's that all about?
Killing off all the intellectuals?
Exactly. And he killed off most of his military commanders, like 90% of the bureaucrats. And
wow.
A lot of civilians, too. And so there's one theory of why it happened, and it was that Stalin was, in fact, during the Tsarist times, an informant for the Tsarist police. And that fact came to light at one point, and so one of the really low-down bureaucrats heard about it, and he said, I don't know what to do with this, so he sent it to his manager. He sent it to his manager, up and up and up. Mm-hmm. Finally, it got to Stalin, and Stalin said, ah, crap, I can't let this get out. So he killed everyone who had any idea about the fact, and then he just killed a bunch of other people to be sure.
What was that called again? The what purges?
The purges, Stalin's Great Purge.
Oh, okay.
And so like you've always said, if you ever have a problem, don't take it to a bureaucrat, because it'll just screw things up even more.
Yep.
And then as to the oil industry, I'm just not sure how the market would regulate it because it's a very limited resource and there's already a bunch of big established companies and you can't really break into the industry without a huge amount of capital. So I think that would limit competition. And
but wait, there are still people with huge amounts of capital, and, I mean, they aren't allowed to build new oil refineries. There are probably people that want to get in, but they can't. It's locked down.
Right. If you own Michigan, if you own a large tract of land in Michigan, you can't, mine for oil or drill for oil in Michigan. I don't know that what kind of success you'd have, but right. You're not allowed to.
Entrepreneurs are locked out of the game. They couldn't compete if they wanted to.
I've seen some oil derricks.
Sure, old ones.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and
same thing with power plants.
Before they put into play all these rules, and then it's not even the wells that are the problem. It's the refineries. They just the rules on building refineries are just so strict and stringent that none have been built in the United States for like 20 years.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, most of the oil that's been discovered is already, taken. It's already been bought up. So at this point, let's say we did go to a free market system, you wouldn't have any more competition, and the guys who are already in the business are already in cahoots with each other.
But cartels don't last forever. It's not possible. It's just the nature of the cartel.
Someone will want to undercut someone else, and the companies don't necessarily own the land. They may have a contract with somebody. They may have an agreement with somebody to, drill on their land and that kind of thing. But, there's when you put enough people into play and put the motivation of making money around, then, the alliance is going to break up.
But your key words, Eric, were the oil that has already been discovered. There's still more oil
out there. Back in the, I think it was the 50s, there's this thing called shale oil. Apparently you can squeeze this rock and get oil out of it. And it's just not considered, it wasn't considered economical at the time. Well, now they're starting to look at doing this because it suddenly makes financial sense at $3 a gallon.
Right.
For gas.
And also, if you open up the industry and you take the government subsidies out and the government protectionism out, then, maybe oil wouldn't really even last very long. I mean, if the cartels want to raise their price, eventually, of course, one of the cartel members will break the cartel and lower their price because of greed. But even if they, in theory, kept raising their prices, it would only spur the entrepreneurs out there into investing into alternative forms of energy.
Yeah, but it's still established. I mean, people have, two major investments. They have a house and they have a car. And I don't think the people, even if a new technology came out today, would be willing to sell off their car right now. And
well, just because you're pessimistic doesn't mean that the people in search of profit are.
It just seems like it would be under the thumb of the oil magnates until one of them broke down and tried to get more money out of it.
Absolutely. There would definitely be an adjustment period. There's no way you can implement government rules without having some kind of backlash when you take them away. It's absolutely true. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's going to be painful. But I'll tell you, the forces here in Keene have caused me to start using my bicycle more. They've changed the city around, and now there's detours going everywhere. It's a terrible mishmash. I have to, go another couple miles out of my way. It's only a mile from my house to Ian's, and now it's like three. So I just ride my bicycle and I go, zip, 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 zip right past the construction. I'm there faster than I would be in a car. Now a detour has caused it so that I'm using my bicycle more. I think you definitely will see forces cause people to change their traveling habits.
Some a lot of America was built around the car, though. I mean, like in the area that I live, you really can't go anywhere unless you
have
a car.
That's fine. It's okay. Look at the Tesla car. I mean, they
$100,000 to start off.
Hold on. They start expensive.
Look at the hydrogen, the hydrogen fuel cell mini cars. They're giving away these little remote control hydrogen fuel cell cars, so that people can see. Yes, you can put water in here, and in fact, this vehicle will drive based on water power. We're adopting already new power sources.
And just because you're pessimistic about the future, that's your problem, because there are a bunch of other individuals out here that are excited about new energy and excited about investing into that and speculating and trying to come up with new power sources. And unfortunately, they're competing against this established, as you put it, industry that has government protectionism involved in it, and it's a mess. So you're not really making an argument for government protectionism, right?
And currently, the government isn't...
You're just saying you're scared.
It isn't capping what oil companies can make.
I'm not happy at all about what they're doing, but I think that at the same time, if they rose their prices high enough, at least we've got some place to send our redress. Whereas the corporation, they don't care what you have to say, as long as they're still making cash. And because it's
well,
so established,
hold
even
on
if
a second.
Mad,
do you think it's the government?
Cash.
Wait a minute.
Even if there's only two companies out there that are competing against each other, they won't be able to raise one of them won't be able to raise their prices
right.
Up sky high.
And there's more than two.
Look at OPEC.
What about OPEC?
The entire OPEC.
OPEC does not control the world's oil supply.
There's Venezuela. There are other
Venezuela
places.
Venezuela is part of OPEC.
Well, they're all over.
But the United States has huge oil supplies, too.
OPEC controls like 60% of the world's oil. If they change the prices, the entire world has to adjust to that.
The United States has huge oil stores, and we could supply all of our domestic oil needs if we wanted to. The problem is that we've regulated ourselves out of it, out of the ability to do so.
Yeah, you can't drill for oil in the United States or off the coast of the United States.
I mean, you know, you're only saying, well, if we remove this one government stricture, we're proposing removing all of the government strictures and then seeing how the market dictates.
Even so, the U.S. doesn't have enough oil to last but 1 or 2 years.
You're talking about reserves, Mark.
Not oil in the ground.
Even if we used all the oil in the ground, I mean, we've got Alaska, and then we've got some off the coast.
Do you know how big Alaska is? It's like half of the United States, the continental United States.
It has some. Yeah, I'll give you that, but I don't think it's enough for us to last.
Are you an expert at this?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Thanks for the call, Eric.
Huge oil reserves.
Appreciate hearing from you. Look, I'm sorry that he's so paranoid. I'm sorry he's so paranoid about all this, but, you know, it, really, go and do a little bit of research into a cartel, okay?
And I don't think the oil companies are capping what they're charging for a gallon of gas right now because they're scared the government's going to come along and regulate it. They're charging what they need to charge in order to get gas to their customers.
Go and look into how cartels work. Let's create a little fantasy cartel situation for you here. You've got your standard four-cornered intersection, right? Three of the corners have gas stations on them, okay? And
the fourth one has a nudie bookstore?
Whatever.
Okay.
The three gas station owners get together and say, look, guys, I'm tired of all this cutthroat competition. I'm tired of my slashing prices 1 cent just for you guys to slash your prices 2 cents on your retail price on gasoline. Let's get together on this. We've got a great intersection here. There are thousands of cars that pass by every day. Let's raise the price 10 cents above market levels, and we'll all be guaranteed people
everybody will be
buying.
Fat and happy.
Right.
Well,
how long does it last?
Well, here's the reason it doesn't last, because there's always a good corner and a bad corner, and this is just the specific instance. So one guy is going to get more business simply by his placement.
Mm-hmm.
So the other guy is going to say, well, darn it. There's no way I can compete with his placement. I have to compete on price.
Right.
So I'm going to go a penny below what he's... I'm going to break this cartel, and I'm going a penny below. And then it's broken.
Yep.
Companies always have reasons why one company can compete better than the other.
And why did he break his price? Well, because he wanted profits. He wasn't making as much.
Right.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour two is on the way. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...